This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about a politician is a fellow who will lay down your life for his country. Again, a politician is a fellow who will lay down your life for his country, and we're going to be uncovering some of the stuff that is going on in this country out of the 241 years that we have been a country. The military-industrial complex, which you were warned about in 1961, and their co-conspirators have all been allied in creating war over the last 222 years of that 241 years. We need to make distinction between a lawful war and the Lord's war and man's war, because there's a big difference. One is right and there was dispossession, and one is wrong where you're actually being possessed and they're using it as blood money. What am I saying? General Smedley Butler, the most decorated Marine in the history of America, said, "Our boys were sent off to die with beautiful ideals painted in front of them. No one told them that dollars and cents were the real reason they were marching off to kill and to die." We're going to be getting to that after the first segment here, folks. Just got an email I wanted to share with you as to what the content was, and I want to give you the answer because it's a great question. Listen carefully. "I am passionate about everything Bradley Dean reports and preaches. He keeps saying that we the people let all of these things happen in the U.S. What are we doing about it, or what can we do about it as Americans? I would love to know how we can stop these politicians, and I would like to be a part of the solution. I'd like for you to do a radio show about the solution of our problems. We know already that the world is going crazy, but we need to act on this instead of talking about it. We need a solution. Can you share with the American people as to how to bring about the process of impeachment?" Well, what's interesting is I was doing some homework on this, and I've done this in the past, but do you know that in America, not one president has been impeached since the beginning, since the inception of this country? Not a one, friends. Not a one. But let me give you the process anyways. Process of impeachment is seven steps. Impeachment, by the way, you'll find in Article 2, Section 4, even for the smallest of violations, okay? Infractions. Impeachment, being formally accused of unlawful activity, committing a crime. I mean, since I've been alive, friends, I'm trying to figure out which president hasn't committed crime after crime after crime after crime. B, not necessarily being kicked out of office, impeachment. You can also indict, charge him, and he can still remain. But we're talking about the removal through indictment and impeachment in a lawful sense. Who can be impeached? Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution, the president, vice president, and all. Listen carefully. And all civil officers of the United States of America. What Americans need to understand is Supreme Court justices are not above the law. They are not appointed for life. They sit during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. And the reason I'm going to the Supreme Court justices is because the American people have been lied to by today's lawless liberals known as the conservatives that have continuously inundated them with the lie that once they're appointed, they're there for life. That is baloney. I also want to remind you, America, that vice presidents can be removed, and so can presidents. and so can presidents. Well, if you're thinking right now, what of Richard Nixon? Remember, he retired, and then right after him came none other than Mr. Ford, and Mr. Ford was obviously not going to charge him because he was in on the same crimes that Richard Nixon was a part of. Again, do your homework, and you'll understand what I'm telling you is that they're all protecting their own, friends. And again, don't doubt what I'm telling you because it's a fact. Who can be impeached? Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution. B. Civil officers included people appointed by the president, cabinet members, and judges, which again only proves, friends, that lawfully not a one, not the President of the United States, not the Supreme Court Justice, not a senator, not a congressman or a representative or in any other prospective office are they above the law. They are to enforce the law. They are to ensure the rights of the American people. They are not there to tear it down on the behalf or the behest of some special interest group. Civil officers included that are appointed by the president can be impeached. Members of Congress are not civil officers, but they can be impeached. Number three. What is the process of impeachment? Seven steps of impeachment. The Justice Department or an independent counsel investigates charges and presents them to the House Judiciary Committee. Now, I don't want you to get too excited about this because even as you look to none other than Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa, Jason Chaffetz, you can see that that's all they do is talk big. But again, you need to understand that these people are protecting their own as well. And if that was not the case, then how come these people that are exposed for their crimes in government, how come they're not sitting behind bars today, friends? Because they're protecting their own, just so you know. Number one, Justice Department or an independent counsel investigates charges and presents them to the House Judiciary Committee. Number two, House Judiciary Committee, HJC, reviews the evidence. HJC, the House, friends, listen again, the House Judiciary Committee, HDC, drafts articles of impeachment. Number four is HJC debates articles of impeachment. Number five is entire House of Representatives debates articles of impeachment and votes on them. Simple majority. A, if this happens, president is considered to be impeached. Number six, and we're talking about the president here, friends. And number six, Senate holds the trial, will hold the official accountable and to be kicked out of the office. A, House Judiciary Committee acts as a prosecution, presents evidence against the accused. B, accused chooses own lawyers to present defense. C, Chief Justice or Supreme Court, which you can trust no farther than you can throw him today, friends, acts as a judge and rules on admissibility of evidence. And D, Senate acts as the juror. Now, number seven is this, out of the process of impeachment, seven steps of impeachment, is A, two-thirds the majority of the Senate must vote against accused to remove the person from office. Again, majority of the Senate must vote against accused to remove the person from office. This is the process, friends, of impeachment in the United States, and these are the seven steps. Number one, impeachment. Number two, again, who can be impeached? Read Article 2, Section 4. They all can be, friends. Number three, process of impeachment. And then the seven steps of impeachment, again, are Justice Department or independent counsel investigates. Number two, House Judiciary Committee reviews evidence. Number three, HJC drafts articles of impeachment. Number four, the House Judiciary Committee articles of impeachment. Number five, the entire House of Representatives debates articles on impeachment. Number six, Senate holds the trial. And then number seven, two-thirds majority of the Senate must vote against the accused to remove the person from office. Just think, in the present, two-thirds of your Senate under Bill Clinton were unwilling to impeach him. Article 2, Section 4, for the act of treason by selling American military secrets to the Chinese. It was called Chinagate. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family in joining this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Ooh, sorry about that, folks. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another again. I can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook, we have about 610,000 people, and about 573,000 people are actively involved and following. We appreciate you. We just want to let you know that. We understand, do we not, that if we want to remain a free people, we have to fight the good fight of faith. And, you know, it's interesting because people oftentimes say to me, Bradley, is there any hope? Is there any hope? Yeah, the hope is found in what you do with the truth that's given. You have to respond. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. But make sure you're doing it His way and not your own. You can also check us out on Twitter, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And friends, if you would like to, please go over to the phones. Give us a call at any time over the next three segments. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to take you over to, well, sonsoflibertymedia.com for just a moment here. Some crazy stuff going on. But I have to remind you that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I hope you're sitting down. If you're in your truck or in your car, fasten your seatbelts. Listen to this one. You ready for this? sonsoflibertymedia.com. This was another forewarning I gave right after September 11th. I said, do you not think it's rather odd that when I'm going in through the TSA, not only am I subjecting myself to a pretended authority because it holds no constitutional weight whatsoever. Matter of fact, it's a violation of Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And interestingly enough, when I was in Atlanta, I remember seeing a TSA agent, and it was a Muslim, and she had a hijab on, and I remember her looking at us. Now, folks, this, if I was to go back before September 11, just so you can understand the gifts of discerning of spirits, right? It's a Holy Ghost gift. Read 1 Corinthians 12 when you get a moment. But I remember the first time I seen some of these Muslims, I told my wife, I said, those folks will kill you. I said, they have murder on them. And when you see where they came from, you'll understand I'm exactly right on the smack. And now we're beginning to see the TSA agents become, well, Muslim operating through a pretended authority as we're pushed through as cattle through these lines, illegally frisked in many cases, illegally thrown through these scanners, which, by the way, are funded by George Soros, for those that did not know. And it's interesting now that we're beginning to see the rollout as to what September 11th is all about. Folks, now we're seeing videotapes on sonsoflibertymedia.com where a TSA agent is actually going to the side of those lines, and he's actually praying to Allah outside of a Seattle airport. You can watch it on video. I mean, folks, what's happening is the fox in the chicken coop is real clear and plain to see now, but they're in full operation. And I hope you can understand exactly what's happening. Now, folks, again, the article is called Feeling Safe Yet? The TSA agent prays to Allah outside of Seattle Airport. Isn't it his job, according to the Quran, to kill the infidel? Is it not? Friends, wasn't I spending a little time on the radio yesterday sharing with you as to what's happening in Berlin? Berlin, this is also on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, but Berlin swarming with Sharia religious police. Hey, America, what is happening here? What we see over in France, what we see happening over in Germany, what we see happening over in Berlin, friends, and other countries in Europe, you're beginning to see the slow incremental process that you're seeing over in Europe. And I want people to understand, because sooner or later, and hopefully sooner than later, America, you're going to find that this is not a joke. I mean, remember what Anjem Kodri said, the UK imam, you know, the loudmouth over there? He said Westerners need to accept the fact that Islam will dominate all the lands it touches. They are simply used for judgment. That's it. Nothing more and nothing less. They are simply being used for judgment. And I try to share with the American people over and over again as to what the word forewarns. What will take place if we do not listen to the warnings? And again, reminds me of a story my son told this morning when he was doing an interview. And a guy asked about a particular song that was being sung. And the song is about a young man that was in a treatment center in Minneapolis. He was in a drug rehab program, and he was warned and warned and warned and warned. As a matter of fact, he was even picked out by the preacher that was being used prophetically to speak into his life to warn him not to do it again, use drugs. So while everybody was sleeping one night, this young man thought he was going to be real cute. He was playing the little hypocrite in front of everybody, agreeing with the preacher. And then one night, he went upstairs when everybody was sleeping. He took some chemicals, poured them into a helmet, and started to huff them. He ended up falling over dead on the floor, and all these young people, not all of them I shouldn't say, but some of these young people started to shout out, it was a Christian rehab center, started to shout out, "Where's your God now?" They started to shout out, "Where's your God now?" They started to shout out. And one individual that was paying attention and that was quickened by the Holy Ghost said back to him, "Where's your God now?" This young man said to him, "The same place he was when he was warning Zach." He didn't want to listen to the warning. So guess what, friends? It cost him his soul and it cost him eternity because he didn't want to listen to the warnings that God was given. That's what this ministry is. That's what we do here. And friends, we are in it again. We're beginning to see the slow rollout as to what's taking place. Nothing's stopping. It's only increasing under the Trump administration. Regardless if you want to admit to it or not, it does not matter. What does matter is that you open up your eyes and understand that this is not a game as to what's going on. When you have TSA agents, again, keep in mind, we didn't have these people before September 11th. It's a total violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. It's a pretended authority. And by the way, I've even taken time to do programs on the crimes of the TSA. If you ever go through those lines, friends, you'll find that those people, they are not right in the head. And they could care less, friends, as to the validity of what they're doing, if it's lawful or unlawful. They don't care. You know, as a matter of fact, I remember years ago, one of my little boys, he had seen Schindler's List. And so he knew enough of Germany's Hitler. Hitler's Germany and how they were operating over there. And he's seen the cycle in the process. And I watch documentaries all the time anyways. But we were going through an airport one time and he looked at me and he said, "Dad, this reminds me of Hitler." I said, "That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what this is." I mean, this is a takeover, and the globalists are using these people to plunder nations. Appointed as a TSA officer to basically detect terrorists. But we all know, America, according to the DHS, you are the terrorist, America. It doesn't apply to the Muslims. It applies to the Americans. Look at what it says. There's 74 on the list of what the DHS has declared and described and defined as to what a terrorist is. It has nothing to do with Muslims. No, they're going to appoint them. And furthermore, when you read the book of Deuteronomy 28, the Lord said, "I will make them the head and you the tail." Now, friends, the atheists, the homosexuals, the communists, my arch enemies, whoever they may be, you're not mine. If I'm yours, that's your problem, not mine. But your blood is free from my hands because I have told you the truth. But I want you to understand that at the end of the day, you are going to understand that it's not been hate preached from this pulpit or from this microphone. It's always been it's always been love, that you might turn from your sin before God and live. And you're promised longevity when you turn from your sin. But that's not why we do what we do. We do what we do out of gratitude because of what the Christ did for us on the cross, and the Father and the Son. And we receive the Holy Ghost to be about the work of His hands, because it's not about us, it's about Him. Let me take it a step further. This was just brought to my attention this morning. There's a guy named John Allaby, a 53-year-old Christian who is a landlord in the Toronto area. He's being ordered to pay a fine of $12,000 by the Ontario Human Rights Tribunal because he failed to remove his shoes when he entered the apartment he was renting to a Muslim couple. Did you hear what I said? Do you remember yesterday, America, I shared with you in Canada, right on the northern border, what the confessed jihadi murder, Omar Khadr? Did you know that the prime minister, that sodomite, Justin Trudeau, gave this self-professed and confessed felon five times over? They gave him $10,500,000. Now, why would they do that? Because they're using the law against the law. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I wish we had more time on that topic, friends, because there is just some serious stuff going on in this country. And, you know, did you notice during the first break, right before we started the show today, we heard Mitch McConnell talking about how we finally have our chance? Keep in mind, friends, these are they're all, what is it going to take for America to prove the point that they're in this together? What are you going to figure out that they're watching out, they're looking out for each other, because they're all just as guilty as the next guy? They don't want to be exposed, so therefore they're not going to expose the next guy. And Mitch McConnell, how many times do I need to share with you his history? Mr. Anti-Drugger himself, his family Schiff, was busted with 90 pounds of cocaine being trafficked on that ship, as if to suggest they didn't know what it was about. Hey, folks, if you haven't seen, listen, I'm a stickler on documentaries, I'm a stickler on history, and I'm a stickler on movies that have content to them, historical accuracy, or how it applies to us today. So in other words, fictitious garbage, I don't have any time for it at all. Zero. None. If you've not taken the time to see Shooter, if you have a guardian, the way that we have a guardian here, and a guardian takes out the swear words, so everything we get to watch when we watch it, if we watch it, it has a guardian on it, so there's no swear words. And I can't stand that. I let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, but that which is good to the edifying of the hearer. And I just can't stand when you know, the F-bomb or GD, it is, I just don't have a stomach for it whatsoever. I just don't like it. It's offensive to me. It really is. But interestingly enough, take the time and check out the movie Shooter. Pay attention to the details. Because, folks, that is not too far from what is happening. Also take that over to Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, which is very applicable as to what's going on today. I believe it was made in the 20s or in the 30s, that movie was, and the senators and congressmen and representatives didn't like the fact that that movie was aimed at exposing them for corruption, though when they threw the credits down before the movie by Capra, and it was interesting that they said that these were fictitious characters. But interestingly enough, these criminals in Senate and the House and a representative's friends did not like the fact that the movie came out, but it's very applicable, and I believe it's very accurate as to how, in many cases, things are in operation behind the scenes. Do check them out. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and also check out Shooter. But put a guardian on Shooter, friends. The Mr. Smith is clean as it gets. And, folks, wow. I mean, it just kind of helps you understand what's going on here, and obviously using the base and the premise of the Word of God. You know, here's the thing, friends. There's so many people that are caught up with every wind of doctrine that I'm so sick of it. And we need to read the book of Ephesians as well in talking about this. But I prefer the Rock of Ages. I don't prefer every wind of doctrine. I prefer the old paths because there's solidity. There is footing. There is a sure foundation in the Word of God. And that's what we stick to here again. So just so you understand, what you get here, it's vetted. And it's thought through before we start to shoot things out. And it's history, and it's applicable, not only showing you what the problem is, but also showing you what the answers are. And I got to get to this topic here, and I'm going to take Paul really quick from New Jersey. Hey, Paul, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. My friend, I just took you up because I love hearing from you. How are you, and can you make it quick so I can get to my topic? Thank you.
Well, not really. I'll have to come back, call back another day, Bradley, because I just wanted to let you know I finished my book on Islam. It's called The Legacy of Jihad by Andrew Bostom.
Okay. Well, let's do this, Paul.
Yeah.
Let me make it your show, and what we'll do is we'll pick up a politician as a fellow who will lay down your life for his country. We'll pick it up tomorrow. You go for it, my friend.
I'll try to get back to you tomorrow. Oh, wait.
I'm saying let's do this thing now. I constantly say this is your radio show, so let's make it your show.
Oh, thank you. Well, anyway, I would urge all your listeners out there to go to the local library or get that from your library and just show it to your family members. I don't think you should read the whole book. It's kind of lengthy. But particularly end maybe 50 pages where he basically documents the many different assorted conquests and plundering and looting and mass destruction by Islam and by Islamic leaders. And this went on for about 1,000 years from the death of Muhammad up until the 1700s in different sections of Europe. And because of these conquests, they basically destroyed the potential of these people and their nations to grow economically. You know, when your nation is destroyed, looted, and plundered, you're really set back quite an extent in your natural growth. And this happened to India and can account for why India is poor and backwards and has been for quite a while. It's because of Islamic predation. Also, the incursions into the Balkan area, into Greece, Bulgaria, Serbia, and even up as far as into Hungary and bordering Poland for a while, the Muslim Saracens, would raid, destroy churches and plunder and take all the gold. They'd kill the males, and they would bring the women and children back on forced marches where many would die traveling, and basically would leave a wasteland. And this process occurs over and over again in European, primarily southeastern European history. And this is something Europeans are oblivious to, and I'll admit it, I was oblivious to it. And I feel ashamed that this isn't being taught among European people. You know, Europeans are constantly staring at their navels, feeling bad about what we've done. But what we've done, European people have done to the rest of the world, pales in comparison to what Islam has done in the past. I would also like to say that, you know, and this is based on the French philosopher Jacques Ellul, who said, you know, if you think of early Christianity, it was a very pacifistic and peaceful religion until the conquests and predations of Islam basically corrupted the Christians, and the Christians had to react to Islamic conquest by mirroring what the Muslims had done, and in a sense, and you can see this in the Spanish Inquisition, the conquest of Cortez, the conquest of Pizarro, that the Christians adopted Islamic techniques of conquest. And mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something, Paul, with that, because you kind of hit a spot with me here. So we're hearing much of the correlation between the Catholics and the Muslim doctrine. So does that go back to what you're actually highlighting right now?
Well, I'm observing there's a fella, he's a writer, his name is Andrew Bart Schmuckler. In his book, the book's called The Parable of the Tribes, he says how when you engage over a period of time with an enemy, you know, first your enemy gets a sword, then you get a sword, right? Then he gets a shield, then you get a shield. And then you get a suit of armor. He gets a suit of armor, you get a suit of armor. And so over time, you mirror each other, and you start looking like your enemy, and ultimately, yep, you start becoming similar to your enemy. And actually, over time, you become like your enemy. And this is what I believe might have happened to Christendom because of the Islamic incursions and conquests. It was the Islamic conquest first. Then the Crusades were a reaction to these conquests. And so this is why Europeans have to stop with the self-flagellating about the guilt of being successful, the guilt of our, superior civilizations or our high standards of living. And also we should free ourselves from the guilt of being obliged to take every immigrant from the third world and somehow, improve their lot by importing them. Now, I'm for the, you know, like Christians and others, and, you know, some humanitarian aid to help people overseas. But, I mean, the current level of immigration, and especially of people with Islamic identity into Europe, is disastrous in the long run, because they will, there don't have to be an army, you know, when they come in as poor immigrants. But once they get directions to your local military base, they might just storm that base and all of a sudden have an army right in your neighborhood.
Right.
And this is the naivete, and this is really, and I think this is part of the problem with Christianity, is Christianity, all right, I agree, focus on the Bible, study and understand your Bible, but do take some time to study military history and learn to, you know, as Jesus taught you, to take up a sword. You know, he didn't, you know, according to, I forget.
Matthew 10:34.
Exactly.
Matthew 10:34.
We should not be, afraid to be well-defended, well-armed, and able, and also having the will to protect our people and not be effeminized by political correctness and this ideology of Western self-hatred and self-loathing, which has been promoted by the cultural Marxists.
Yeah, well, you know what's interesting about that, Paul, is if you look at who we are as America, there's a reason that we are the standard on this globe. Because all the things that you said that we should be, we always have been since our founding. And if you even look, you know, the first thing I thought of was our military when you brought up the word military. Well, if you look at our military, even the ordinances, even the graveyards, everything about them is Christian. And so again, going back to Matthew 10:34, and adding that to the fact that Scripture is militant, Paul used to talk about the fellow soldiers. And we need to keep in mind that we follow the line of the tribe of Judah. So the effeminization of America is not attributed to Christianity. It's a lack of Christianity. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got our friend from Paul calling in from New Jersey. And Paul, I wanted to cover, thanks for hanging on with me, by the way, but I wanted to cover the fact that the effeminization and kind of what you're seeing in Christendom today. If you keep in mind, when you go into these churches today, you look at a picture of Jesus and he looks effeminate. He looks sick. And when you look at the cross, it looks, you know, they have a little blood on his side or whatever the case is. But when we look to Scripture and we compare it to what we see today, I mean, because the image in man's mind today is that Jesus got he has these little pink booties on, walking around, smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world everything is okay, when in fact his message was repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And also keep in mind that it's a lack of Christianity. So when we're talking about the effeminate in the church, keep in mind, Christ spoke out against that as an abominable choice. And the effeminate have no place in heaven whatsoever. 1 Corinthians 6:9, as a matter of fact. And then when you started to talk about that, and then you brought the military in, the scriptures just started popping up in me right away. And I thought about Matthew 10:34, and it says, do not think I come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. And then I thought about Hebrews 4:12, where it says the word of God is quick and powerful. powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder and soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. And then it went over to the spiritual warfare that real Christians are caught up into, where it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against, not subjugating or subjecting ourselves to them, but our war is against the rulers of darkness, and though it be not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, the church is called to be an army in our, on this earth. And we are to live out the Father's will on this earth as it is in heaven. And there's so many people that don't understand the Word of God that they think what they see in Christendom today is actually the example of Christ, when in fact, keep in mind, Christ was crucified because nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself. Keep in mind, it was the religious people of the day that were saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. I wanted to add that. What say you, Paul?
I absolutely agree, and you know, there's some micro examples of that, microaggressions we might call, where we see in contemporary American culture, where, you know, we basically allow our children to get tattooed, we allow their faces to be pierced, we allow them to walk around with their cell phones into water fountains because they're not paying attention. And there's just an overall slouching towards Gomorrah, as Robert Bork had titled his book. The fact is, we are willing to scorn or chastise or shame people who have children out of wedlock. We are afraid to castigate or critique people who are not working to support their families or not striving to provide for their household. And so this is an ongoing rewarding, it's in a sense, it's cultural Hinduism, where we, you know, don't want to hurt a fly, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, and so we're taking the road to the moral bottom. You know, nobody wants to, there's not preachers out there who will just, you know, like I say, here's one, have children in wedlock, right? How about staying together and trying not to divorce, right? And there's just so much of this going out there that, and I don't see anything coming from the pastors out there except for you, Bradley. I think you're doing a fabulous job.
Well, I appreciate that. I think what it comes down to is the mystery of iniquity, which it talks about in Thessalonians. And then what also comes to my mind is the love of many will wax cold because of the workers of lawlessness. And keep in mind, in contrast, Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. People do not understand. And keep in mind, Paul, and listener, that Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. And then he said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And why is that? Because Jesus came to point out the sin so the Holy Ghost would come in to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, to bring forth godly repentance, repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. It has become a lawless gospel since the 60s in this country, and therein lies the problem. And what we have is we have the fruition of the lawless gospel, a false grace. And people have left off obedience, and they don't know the difference because they're listening to the guy from the pulpit who doesn't even know what the Word of God says. And furthermore, he wants to be there rather than appointed to be there by God. And so there's so much to counter, you know, what's going on in this country. But really what it comes down to is this, and I'll give it back to you, Paul, is all Scripture is given by God. All Scripture is given by God for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. And see, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness is everything, literally, which you do not hear from the pulpits in America today. They have proven to be the advocates of what we are dealing with today. They are advocating, they are countering their very purpose in this earth as it is in heaven, and that's why America is in trouble today. It is because of the 300,000 pulpits that remain silent today, because they are called to be the moral compass of society. Now, if I can go back, Paul, to what we were originally talking about in the book that you just finished concerning infiltration, plundering, pillaging, so on and so forth concerning the Muslims. make it applicable to the listener today to bring about resolve concerning the issue that we're facing today. So in other words, let's bring about the answer, and what is it that we can do to counter what's going on to preserve for our posterity what our forefathers preserved for us?
Well, the solution would be, first of all, to stop all Islamic immigration.
And that's right.
And we should have no qualms about saying that in public, and we shouldn't fear or be afraid to say that at public meetings and hearings. Right, for one. Two, we want to promote a higher birth rate among decent families in the Christian community, domestically and abroad.
Right? Explain that, please.
No,
explain that, because I'm with you on that.
Part of this is a demographic issue, you know, and the world is going to be inherited by those who have children. And so we want the Europeans of a decent background who are not Muslims to have more children, so they are not displaced demographically by the Islamics coming into Britain, for example, and having these huge families. Also, I would argue in Britain, they need to step up and say, no, we're not going to give Islamic families money for having many, many children. They're going to have to get jobs and pay for their families by themselves. And if they don't like it, we're going to repatriate them and send them back to their homelands when those homelands are no longer, you know, in strife or having conflict. All right? And repatriate them. And there should be, and if we see any slight behavior of promoting secessionism, you are going to be arrested and your family is going to be deported. And we should have no qualms about it. This has been precedent throughout Western history where we've, you know, basically repatriated or expelled troublesome minorities. You know, and when you expel somebody, you're not killing them. You're not depriving them of your property. You're basically saying you didn't behave yourself here. You didn't assimilate. We welcomed you, and you have, you know, basically put your thumb in our eyes. So, sorry, it's not working out. Here's your property, and you're going to go out the door, and you're going to find a new place to dwell in the lands from whence you came. Sorry, didn't work out. And we should have no qualms or shame about that. I mean, now a lot of people, you know, they're going to call you Nazi, all the rest of the stuff. And that's part of the whole thing. You have to have a thick skin and be tough enough to publicly stand up and chastise people. And even on the local level, I'm a bit of a curmudgeon. I go around and chastise, you know, when I see kids in the street acting badly. If I see somebody throw a cigarette butt on the ground, I give them the business about it. But that's how you're going to cultivate a good, decent civilization. You know, we can't all sit around here, like I said, about tolerating dysfunctional behavior and think, you know, allowing it, permitting it to continue is going to improve the matters. And I would argue, too, that the young actually want to be steered into proper behavior. They're looking for strong leaders. They want manly men to emulate.
That's right. That's right.
I believe
that's
the world is
a fact,
for
Paul.
Masculine men.
Amen. Hey, we're having church up in here. That is a fact. After doing 360 schools, there was a large portion, just speaking of the topic of sexual education, there was a large portion, I believe it was like 91% of young people wanted to be told no, but they didn't have anyone to emulate. So that's exactly right. And you can go back to Luke 7:35 on that, because wisdom is justified by her children. And really what the young people are seeing today is the older generation, their parents, their grandparents, their uncles and aunts, they don't care enough about them to actually stand up and fight for them. And that's exactly what's being used to overthrow the older generation. And people need to look to the history of that, because it's exactly what the problem is in America today. But say on, Paul.
Well, like I said earlier about Hinduism, you know, and I read that in Boston's book, that the Hindus, with such a huge population, had nothing to organize or unify behind if everything is indifferent.
We appreciate the call from Paul from New Jersey. Love hearing from you. End of the show. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.